Good morning. My guest this morning is Attila Nagy talking about the Petaluma Progressive Festival. Good morning, Attila.
It is coming up. Good morning, Roland.
This is 20 years. This is a big milestone, right?
It's hard to believe that it is, but it's 20 years just goes by. You know what I mean?
And
we're 20 years older.
Don't say it that way. But you've been in it from the very beginning, right?
From the beginning. And it was the Petaluma Peace Group before that, from 90, when George Sr., Bush Sr., bombed Iraq. The peace group formed, and then it became Petaluma Progressives.
That's great. Okay, so Sunday, August 6th, noon to 5 p.m., at Walnut Park in Petaluma, which is its South Street and D downtown. So it's just, if you're going south town, it's just
Petaluma Boulevard South.
Yeah,
yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. What's it going to feature this year?
Well, we decided to have more entertainment and less talk just to celebrate. So we had quite a few featured performers, including the Ballet Folklorico from Petaluma. Uh-huh. And I won't try to pronounce their name. French Oak Gypsy Band. They're great. They're just incredible.
Yeah.
Also, Sandy and Richard Riccardi was recommended.
Yeah,
and I watched a couple of videos of them, and they're funny.
They're very good.
They're very good. Also, Karim Sanchez is going to do some spoken word, and a South Indian dance troupe will also perform.
And the mime troupe.
Oh, yes, the mime troupe, of course. Sorry, folks. Yeah.
What's their show this year? Have you seen their show this year?
I only saw a preview, which is available on YouTube on their website, SFMT.org. And it's called Walls. And you can imagine with Trump's wall,
right,
that it's going to be quite a satire.
So what will you do? What's your role on the day of the festival?
Well, on the day, there's a lot to do before the day.
Right.
But on the day, I'll be emceeing and just making sure that people get up on stage when they're supposed to. And now I'll introduce them.
Same old stuff.
Yeah. I may do a song or two, actually.
I take it there's some speech making.
There is. And what we're doing is featuring on the issues, featuring issues rather than, like name speakers.
Right.
There'll be people who are experts on the issues that they're talking about, various, obviously, locally here, housing and healthcare. Whatever your concerns are, it'll be covered either on the stage or around at all the booths, because that's mainly what we feature is all the different organizations that have booths there and have information to inform the public about what they're working on all year.
Yeah. My wife and I will be there.
I know you will.
Oh.
You're always there. It is a free event. There's no tickets for sale at all. Bring everybody you got, dogs, cats.
So as someone who is at sort of the center of the progressive movement in Sonoma County, what are your primary problems? What are you thinking about these days?
Well, right now, especially in Sonoma County with such a large undocumented population, doing the work that we all depend on, there are several organizations working to protect them. If I should come in here, there are networks set up and still working on legal observers, training legal observers.
Uh-huh, yep.
To watch out. So that's one of the main concerns. Healthcare is, there's a really great group here called HPs, Healthcare Workers.
Uh-huh.
And they've been organized. And one of the things is they were trying to, well, still, I don't know if actually where it stands now, but the Chenate property that the county is selling for pennies on a dollar.
Yeah.
And that's a big issue. Also, the state healthcare issue. There's all these laws that keep us from actually having universal health care.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.